listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening. Welcome to a special installment of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John for the next 2 hours. Live on this second day of July. 2 days from now, many will celebrate the founding of this nation. July the 4th, Independence Day is more proper. And then I listen to this opening piece of music that John has run for so many years. The question we must, or the comment, we must take America back. I hate to say it, I'm afraid it's too late. Oh, that'll upset a few of you, but when one begins to look at some of the headlines of the last 24 hours, it becomes unbelievably frustrating to me. For the last year to 2 years, I've become more and more frustrated, more angry with the direction of this nation. I look at what happened in Portland, Oregon yesterday. I look at the rainbow parades that took place days ago around this country, the sickness and the twisted mentality of the education system in this country with what's being taught to young kids by transgenders and other oddball, strange people. Oh, you get a few parents that get angry and take their kids out of school, and that's as far as it goes. I think I read a brief piece last night about a young black girl who absolutely refused to sit in class and be educated by the transgender mentality. And it made me feel good that some kid and her parents stood up against what is absolutely wrong. We've been told for so many years that you've got a percentage of a population of 2 or 3 or 4%, whatever the heck it may happen to be, that's got unusual preferences from the sexuality standpoint. And yet it's those 2 or 3 or 4%, whatever that percentage really is today, that is manipulating and controlling so much of what is now considered acceptable. It's angering. I look at what goes on in Washington, D.C. with the absolutely worthless politicians from both sides of the aisle, and I want to vomit. It's not what they do, it's what they don't do. I then look at my time on Facebook, and I get angrier with it each and every day. I read a piece this morning that Facebook is beginning to monitor anything of a conservative nature, and they're beginning to bounce people out of Facebook left and right, but they're certainly not monitoring anything of a leftist, socialist, communistic nature, and they're allowing those people to continue to go on with the crap that they dispense on any given day. But I also have to say, when I go on Facebook and I see people who are so ignorant and stupid that they post headlines that are years old and think it's brand new stuff because they don't even bother to look to see when the original publication was made. I look at a series of headlines. I had a lengthy Skype discussion with a friend of mine this morning dealing with three headlines in particular that just truly angered the living daylights out of me. And you wonder why I think we have such little chance to take America back. Oh, I know that frustrates some of you, but the time is to wake up and face reality and get off your dead asses and do something to fight for it. Not just tune into radio and have people, broadcasters, tell you what you want to hear. In many instances, it's what you need to hear. But you've got to get off your butt and do something about it. Not just hide behind your locked doors and your security systems and turn it on the TV to watch some stupid sports game that doesn't matter. Oh, of course, then you go to the NFL with Colin Kirkpatrick or whatever the heck his name is. This guy needs a colonoscopy is what he needs. Let me share with you three brief headlines. And we're going to cover a lot in this next 2 hours. I'm going to be as commercial-free as is humanly possible. And why? Because I've got too much to cover. It's nothing against our sponsors and our advertisers by any stretch of the imagination, but I have little time to waste. And nor do you, nor does anyone in this country have little time to waste. Come on, where is this darn thing? Up, wrong place. Wrong place. Bear with me a second. Back up, back up. No, I've got to roll something back up here. Here it is. Here's the headlines that tick me off today, if I can scroll back down to them. Only because I want to read exactly what I posted to her, but I'm still not finding it. Darn it. Come on, come on, come on. All right, here we go. Here was my statement to my friend Gwen. The nation is finished. The headlines today, two, maybe three, that just prove it's all over. First, to drop citizenship question from the census. That's right. It's now official. The Trump administration has made a decision not to fight the question about citizenry on the census. Or does that mean that the illegals and the invaders and those who've come in the back door that are on the government dole are going to open up and be honest about their situation? No, the citizenship situation has to do with the legality of their ability to vote. But then we've got so many states in this country today that are just making it so easy. The illegals get driver's licenses. Of course, they never get insurance. How do they get credit to buy a car? Are they buying cheap pieces of junk that they're going out killing people with and getting off scot-free? This administration has dropped plans to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census form after a Supreme Court ruling temporarily blocked the plan last week, extended litigation beyond the government's ability to print the questionnaire in time for legal deadlines. And all of this intentionally. It's all been done intentionally. They know what the legal parameters are, and they file it late enough just to make it look like, well, we tried. Headline number two. U.S. House of Representatives panel today sued the Treasury for Trump's tax returns. An absolute waste of freaking time. The House's Tax Writing Committee sued the Treasury and Internal Revenue Service for access to Trump's tax returns, hoping federal judges will pry loose the records that the administration has refused to hand over. And, of course, this one is my favorite. Nike has pulled a new special pair of sneakers. Okay? Nasty thunderstorm just hit things in Round Rock. We may get knocked off. Well, that'll be intentional. So Nike comes out with a new pair of sneakers with a Betsy Ross flag on the back of them. Now, I've seen a photograph of these sneakers. And they're big, and they're giant, and they're white, and they got some little white, little red coloring in them, etc. And on the back of the sneakers is the Betsy Ross flag. Colin Kirkpatrick, you know, the champion of the NFL, the guy that stayed down on his knees and refused to stand up for the national anthem at sporting games, etc., apparently must now be on the board of directors of Nike, or maybe he's the president and CEO. I don't know. Where in the hell does this guy have got the right to open his mouth and everybody caves in? Nike is now yanking the USA-themed sneaker featuring an early American flag after former NFL star turned activist Colin Kirkpatrick, or Kaepernick, told the company it shouldn't sell a shoe with a symbol that he and others consider offensive, according to people familiar with the matter. That others consider offensive. I got to be honest with you, and don't, you know, be misled to believe that I'm racist or any of this business, but I got to tell you something. It becomes interesting to me where an individual who can't even get hired to play football anymore because of his negative attitude and everything else, to me, it's strong commentary about sports in general. Let's see, they want to change the words. The owners are no longer considered owners. The players are no longer considered employees. It seems to me if you agree to hire on to play for a team, baseball, football, basketball, soccer, or anything, there's certain rules and regulations that you have to abide by. And if you're not interested, take a hike, Jack. It's all about the money, people. Now, here's something interesting. I live in Arizona. A lot of things about Arizona I do not like. One of the absolute most overcrowded states as relates to illegal invaders that there is in the country, along with California, Texas. New Mexico, you don't hear too much about. I don't think the illegals care about going to New Mexico. So apparently Nike had announced that they're putting a new factory in Arizona. Well, the governor just said, it's all over. We're blocking you. A week after Nike appeared to bow to Chinese authorities' demands, halting the sale of a range of sports shoes in China after its Japanese designers showed support for Hong Kong protests, the sportswear company has been implicitly banned from Arizona after nixing the launch of its Betsy Ross flag sneakers. Wall Street Journal reported the sneaker giant created the Air Max One USA in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. It was slated to go on sale this week. The heel of the shoe featured a U.S. flag, 13 white stars in a circle, a design created during the American Revolution, commonly referred to as the Betsy Ross flag. Well, they'd already shipped the shoes to the retailers. Nike asked for them to be returned without explanation. The shoes are no longer available on Nike's own apps and websites. You see, they've chosen not to release the thing for the reasons we've already discussed. Kaepernick, a Nike endorser, reached out to company officials saying that he and others felt the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol because of its connection to an era of slavery. Some users on social media responded to posts about the shoe with similar concerns. Kaepernick declined to comment. Well, it appears that Nike's virtue signaling has already had serious consequences as Arizona's Governor Doug Ducey unleashed an angry tweet storm pulling financial support for the sports megalith. He said today was supposed to be a good day in Arizona with the announcement of a major Nike investment in Goodyear, Arizona. That's right next door to where I live. Yeah, they were expected to build a new multi-million-dollar plant in the Phoenix area. Facility would employ more than 500 workers within 5 years of opening, according to the original report from the Arizona Republic. And then the news broke yesterday. Well, screw Nike. Frankly, I am of a pigmentation that would never own and buy Nike shoes to begin with. You know, forget it. Enough of that story. We don't need to explain any further. These are the kind of things we're facing, people. And amongst that, I've read more pieces by people today who have stated that they have taken what Nike shoes they had and they burned them. Now, that's how you shut them down. People just stop. Oh, but the only people that'll keep buying them are Kaepernick's friends. Good. Take a hike. Get out. You don't like it here, Kaepernick? Go back to Africa, where they used to sell your people into slavery to people all over the world. Oh, and Africa's still very heavily into slavery now, aren't they? There are so many more headlines, so many more stories we could get into. It is absolutely sickening. The fact that the administration is dropping the fight for this business in the census makes me absolutely sick. Once again, we're caving into the enemy. We're caving into the Democrats, who definitely want these people in the country so they can vote illegally. They don't care how they vote. Wake up, people. We must take it back. The time to have done that was a long, long time ago. And so now, what do we as a nation do? What do we as a people do? Well, I guess we can go sit outside and have a couple of brewskis and watch the fireworks, something I could care less about. There's not a lot to be proud about anymore. I did not know why. I had a difficult time sleeping last night. Very, very tempted to just go pull the plug on every website I have except one. It's a website we're going to discuss some things next hour. It's not to promote the website per se, but it's something that's going to affect each and every one of you and can affect each and every one of you, as it does me and everyone I know. Maybe the time has come to care for ourselves. We don't seem to have the guts to stand up against these Antifa raids. Some of the stories I've seen recently about people taking baseball bats and just damn near killing old men. And yet, if we're the ones that go out there to attack them, or we stand up to help and assist and defend the police, etc., etc., or just ourselves and our own families, we're the ones that are considered guilty. It's no different than these damn universities all over the country. One of the worst. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Oh, I had my issues with them back in 1998. Late 1998. And it was unbelievable. And I saw then exactly what I knew was going to happen, and I was right. I had some altercations with some professors at Chapel Hill. And I realized exactly what was happening with our students and the direction they were being taken. I look at some of the other headlines. Let's see what we got here. oh, this is a good one I read the other day. Toys R Us. You remember the big famous Toys R Us? They went through bankruptcy and everything else. Well, there's 10 new ones opening up. Okay, that's not great news. No big deal. Who cares? They're still going to be fighting Amazon, who can sell all that stuff cheaply. But the attorneys that represented Toys R Us in bankruptcy are winding up getting a settlement of $56 million. Wow! But all the people that worked for Toys R Us get to split a whopping $2 million. Oh, good God. Everything is sideways in this nation. U.S. suicide rates are the highest since World War II. Gee, I wonder why. Median price houses are unaffordable for the average workers. U.S. average miles driven drops to 1992 levels. People can't afford to maintain and service their cars or gas them up to travel across country and take a vacation. Yeah, the part of the country I live in, most vacations would be taken to California. Well, my God, they're running a buck a gallon higher than the national average. Who can afford it anymore? Who can afford it? It's pretty appalling, my friends. Pretty appalling. Well, Søren Kierkegaard once made a statement that there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. Interesting. That comment has greater meaning in this nation today than at any time, I believe, in our history. Oh, we could spend hours, days, weeks, months, years giving history lessons. What's the point any longer? Nobody cares about history in this country. But then most people aren't even concerned about the here and now, unless it's what movie they're going to, or and the movies that should be seen aren't being seen by enough. We're so concerned about Toy Stories and Avengers and all this other junk that they make movies out of, most of which have now gone ahead and put people of questionable sexuality into them. Does that upset you? No, it upsets me. It's happening. I've been to two movies in the last probably 3-4 years. One was Clint Eastwood's movie that came out last year when he was a drug mule. And the other was a story based on a true thing about a dog who kind of got away and eventually found its way back home. Went to see that with my then 15-year-old granddaughter. No, she was then 14. She's now 15. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is a pious, hollow hypocrisy. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed, or hidden that shall not be made known. Whatever has been said in the darkness shall be heard in the light. What has been whispered behind closed doors shall be shouted from the rooftops. Luke 12:1-3. Gold rocketed $30 higher today, gaining back everything it lost yesterday and then some. The violent snapback rally lends itself to the theory that the smackdown of the past few days was designed to reduce the open interest in the August futures contracts. It may also be significant that gold was pummeled down to 50% Fibonacci retracement on the latest leg higher, but they couldn't make it stick. Got it stuffed back in their faces. If gold can hold $1,400 through the non-farm payrolls nonsense and make a higher high, that is very bullish action, my friends. The spokesmodels were chartling when gold was smacked lower yesterday and forecast even lower prices down to $1,350, but they were silent about its vicious snapback rally today. Oh my, how unusual. We find it a bit odd that with those price fluctuations, there is zero activity being shown out of the Hong Kong COMEX gold warehouses. That's a dog that's failing to bark. Rumors of a bullion bank being caught with its pants down have been making the rounds, and I wonder if it involves a physical delivery. Oh, oil dump today. Particularly odd given the recent strong statements from the latest OPEC meeting. They can reduce supply, but they cannot create demand. Stocks caught a strong bid into the close. Looks like another blow-off top is in the making. I'm getting my bear claws ready. They'll never learn. Why should they, when their paydays from this have been so personally fulfilling? Someone's in trouble somewhere behind the scenes. Who or what it is, we do not yet know. But it may very well involve a difficulty in meeting one's obligations. Oh, by the way, after hours, gold exploded even higher, rising another $17. It's currently hovering right around $1,430. Pretty odd, wouldn't you think? Strange. Rhodium flat today at $3,150. Palladium up $14 at one point to close at $1,544. Platinum was up a dollar at $830. It just can't seem to rise above that. Silver closed in New York at up 17 cents at 1528. Now get this. Gold closed up $34.40 at 1418. And yet, in the after hours, beginning to move over toward Hong Kong, it's now up another $17-$18. Somewhere in the 1430 to 1436 range. Something's going on. It's time to wake up, people. Precious metals are breaking out. Now that we know the bear market is officially over, depending on what matrix you wish to use, calling the 2016 low the beginning of the new bull market at the completion of the blacklist or back test of the top rail of the 2016 bullish falling wedge in May of this year. The completion. The bottom line is it's time to start thinking in bull market terms, leaving the bear market logic behind. We're seeing longer, greater expanded markets going on today in gold or silver than I've seen happen in many a year. Many a year. 2008, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, it takes 3-4 years. And it's happening now. I take this figure and I look at where gold was in October, November of last year. A very low $1,100 range. Maybe sometimes in the mid-range. And today it's sitting in the 1430 range. And yet our audience has provided minimal response, at least through the endeavors that John and I are trying to do through my Tuesday and Thursday program, Protecting Your Wealth. Normally on Tuesdays, I would join John for the last 15, 20 minutes of his program. Last week, he had an extremely important program that my coming out would have been disruptive. Sometimes things happen. I'm watching markets go crazy. Silver's holding fairly firm. It's not doing a lot yet, but in time it will. It will. During the second half hour of this hour, I've got an interesting offer to make, but I also share with you that it's a single package. No, I don't have multiples. I've got exactly one package available. First one who emails me is going to get that package. And they're going to have to email. Might be able to have you texted your phone number to me and a name. Give me the commitment you wanted. It's gold. It's a very affordable package, but I've only got one package available at that price. So it's going to be a first come, first serve. Another headline we've got posted today, why silver is amazingly cheap. A sure sign that a major precious metals sector bull market is beginning. And we continue to see the evidence of it. But how many people are saying, oh, but it's already gone up $300-$400. I know, it's almost over. It's almost over. No. Now with what's going on in the political scene all over the world, constant threats of another war and more military involvement, I made a comment to my wife about an hour ago, and I hollered it through the house, out of the studio, that I don't care who is running for the presidency. I don't care who is sitting in there. You can play all the word games you want. You can play all the threats you want. They're all gutless, and nothing is going to change. Politicians aren't running anything. The bankers are. And if you doubt that, there's an extremely lengthy piece that we have published at Morgana Precious Metals right now. You got to scroll down through the first headline. It's called The History of Banking Control in the United States. You can't miss it. It's got an old picture of Uncle Sam sitting down there trying to open the safe. And he can't figure out how to get into it because he knows there's nothing there. And we're all going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for it. We're all paying for it now. Who sang that song? It's only the beginning. I don't think so. We're near the end. I have often said I am glad that I'm closer to the end of my life than I am the beginning. I have tremendous fear for my children, my grandchildren. As I'm sure many of you do. Hey, stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to run down the hall to the library. Be right back. Blame and fears. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full court press. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Satire?
He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi.
Oh, Lord, help me. Welcome back to today's National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John today. This is kind of an unusual day. John called me about an hour before showtime this morning, which is... it's not uncommon, but it doesn't happen every day. I want to know if I wanted to run a rerun for my program today and go fill in for him tonight. And I said, I'll do them both. Well, as it turns out, I did go a rerun for today. And I've had a couple of interesting emails about it. I enjoyed it. Two nights ago, was moving something in my office. And I stepped on something. Now, it was in the carpet. Either I stepped on a needle, something sharp, maybe somebody had been unpackaging something at one time. Something got down the carpet. There's also the possibility that I got stung. which is more than likely the issue. Very painful. By the next morning, my foot was pretty red, somewhat swollen, pain going up to just below the knee. My veins were kind of pumped up, et cetera, et cetera. It's getting better. I've had some difficulty walking, but also some interesting times sleeping. I went to bed, for me, quite early last night. Woke up just before 1 o'clock. Didn't go back to bed till well after 3. Maybe it was later. I don't even know. So when John called, I was kind of half asleep, but I wake up pretty quickly when a call comes in. And I began to work on this program today, and I began to certainly take a look at some economic issues, because that's typically what I'm known for at this network at this point. I look at some of the other headlines. We started to mention silver a little bit earlier. A lot of silver investors, manic, depressive, they're fanatical. Well, there's that word, investors, again. I invest in security. I invest in privacy. I invest in the fact that I know that some bad things are coming. And some very bad times are coming. And you know what? For any of you that have listened to those of us who've been on talk radio for many, many years, we've all been saying the same thing. Guess what? Wake up. Because it's been coming. If I, for a moment, look back to what is today? It's Tuesday. On the 28th of June, 1995, is the first day I went on the air. And for the most part, with a few short breaks, I've been on the air almost continuously since then. How many of you, going back 24 years, could envision what we are facing in this nation today? The riots, the murder, the hate, the anger, the complete breakdown in so many respects of our government, the court systems. Forget the damn Supreme Court. John Roberts is a human piece of garbage as far as I'm concerned. This guy has been selling the people of this country out since the day he became the head of the Supreme Court. You start with Obamacare, and this guy's pulled a couple of dirty deals on us in the last week. And the Supreme Court's going right along with this census mess. The courts are pretty much laws are being made from the bench, not even for the Supreme Court. So much that Trump attempts to do is being stopped by the Ninth Circuit and other local courts. In many cases, people who had been, they were Obamanites. And so we sit there talking about tough times are coming. Hey, what was gold and silver in 1995? What was gold and silver in 2001, 2002? And where is it sitting today? Too many people use the terms investment because it's a Wall Street mentality. Let's go ahead and put $5,000 or $10,000 or $50,000 into gold and silver, and boy, we're going to make a ton of money. And by the time they cash out, what will that money buy? You see, I don't care. When I physically hold gold and silver, I know that when all goes to hell, I'm going to have something to be able to buy something with. I'm going to have some value in my hand and in my pocket that's going to allow me to do some conversions and pay some taxes. You know, it's legal to buy things with gold and silver in the state of Arizona. There's a couple of other states that have done the same thing. Boy, those people sure don't like it. But look at the garbage that's going on in the entire west coast of this country. The coastal states are all going nuts. Washington State, California, Oregon, they've gone off their rockers in support of all things illegal. This governor in the state of Oregon is a real piece of work. Go do your studies. I'm not going to do it for you. If you've got any smarts, you'll already understand what that woman is up to. Where's the governor have the right to issue warrants for arrest of politicians that won't vote her way? This is insane, people. It has become a police state in more ways than we ever could have imagined. And yet the things that should be getting policed are being distracted. Oh, there's a real problem with the Antifa attacks up in Portland the other day because the police weren't there to help stop it. Where were they? Home cuddling up with their what do you call those things that little babies suck on? Their pacifiers, hiding under their blankets. Are they intentionally letting this go crazy this way? You got this dude mayor in Chicago. So ram it, Emmanuel is no longer there. But they've got a female mayor, Lori Lightfoot. I guess she's black. I've heard rumors that maybe she's not straight, but she's proposing a plan that would wash her hands of Chicago's pension crisis altogether. Oh, yeah. She wants the state taxpayer bailout of Chicago pension debts. She wants the state to take over Chicago's pension debts and merge them with other pension plans throughout the state. Boy, they get all these state employees and city employees and county employees and promise them all these great pension plans, and now there's nobody to pay for the darn things. And I sit there worried about my sister-in-law, a retired teacher with an amazingly healthy pension. What happens if she goes a month or 2 or 3 months and doesn't get her pension funds? What's going to happen to her? I guess she can move out to Arizona, live with us. What a story that is. She was supposed to be my blind date. I met her sister. That was almost 50 years ago. It took my sister-in-law and I 40 years to become good friends. What do you do? Interesting article, which I chose to strictly publish on Morgana Precious Metals. That's MorganaPreciousMetals.com. And there are times I will post complete commentaries that are well worth looking at. There are times I do, as we are reviewing today, we do some brief headlines with a little bit of a brief description. And there are other times I prefer to publish the entire thing. This piece was just published yesterday. It's called America's Concealed Crisis, 50 Years of Economic Decline from 1969 to 2019. Oh, it's quite a piece to read. I'd recommend you go to Morgana, click on the link, and look at the charts and see just what in the hell is going wrong. Yeah. It's all gone wrong. It ain't going to get any better, folks. It's time to gird up your loins, prepare for battle. But maybe the time to have done that would have been a long, 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 long time ago. Some other headlines we got. Reimagining the structure of Wall Street and the national interest. Yeah. It's time to reevaluate the way Wall Street and the banks work because they're working too close to one another. Oh, and one of the other headlines we posted, if you live in one of these 12 states and your gasoline tax was just hiked by as much as 19 cents a gallon yesterday. But there's no inflation, right? If you live in Chicago, you burn through 20 gallons of gas a week. Your gasoline cost just went up about $4 a week. Good thing there's no inflation, except in food or gas. And thanks to Jimmy Carter, those two items have been exempted from the inflationary numbers. Because the Fed and the government exclude those things when they tell us with a straight face that inflation is just too dang low, boy. It ain't. Do you get it? We're being lied to. Economically, we're being lied to in the political scheme of things. There's too much that ain't right, folks. And people just lay down and say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. As of right now, gold is up $24.30 at $14.32.30. Of course, this is the next market. Oh, oil went up 33 cents today. Yeah. $56.58 a barrel. Whoop, $56.60 a barrel. It's jumping around. Jumping around. I don't pay a lot of attention to the conversation about bull markets and bear markets because, as far as I'm concerned, in most cases, the news is bullshit markets. Use your brains. Use your head. Don't buy into the nonsense. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, before I forget, let's do this, because I will forget. Next hour, I'm going in a totally different direction. No economics. It's an area that I need to go to. I mentioned to you before the break, and if, by the way, if you go to Morgana Precious Metals, we are still, because I've been able to get my supplier to make some pretty intense investments in acquiring more of the 1 ounce silver pieces. Now, don't misunderstand me. These are 1 ounce, 999 fine, newly minted silver bullion rounds. Legally, I must call them a round. You cannot call them a coin. A coin is something that is considered legal tender because it's been issued by a government. Well, silver is $14, $15, $16 an ounce. Why would I accept $1 for a silver American Eagle? Believe me, that's all been done as part of their plan for the future. Don't buy into it. Save yourself the money. Get as many ounces as you can. But if you call me and said, Jeff, all I want is silver American Eagles, then I'm more than willing to work with you. I'll do what I can to acquire the best price we can get for you. Any acquisitions you make through Kettle Moraine Precious Metals, or in fact, Morgana Precious Metals, certainly assists RBN as well. Okay? I don't get into the fundraising and all this other nonsense. We offer you something, and in exchange, it's also assisting RBN. And our prices have been pretty darn good. So, if you go to Morgana Precious Metals, you click on Morgana's treasure chest. That's the picture of the little pirate gal at the right-hand side. It'll take you to her treasure chest. We're still offering extremely fair pricing packages of silver buffalo rounds, and I'm still getting orders for them. And when we first got them, we had limited numbers. The limited numbers have been kind of parked for now. My guys have gone out and made quite a good purchase, so we've still got access to them. Give us a call. I think it's $2,680 for a package of 160 units. That is a delivered price. And if you want more, if you want less, you know, if you get up to a full box, you're going to get a little bit of a break. Not huge, but you know, you're going to save some pennies here and there on every ounce you can. That's if you're in that kind of a position. And that's one of the biggest problems we face today economically. Now people got to force forking out an extra $4 a week for gas. Well, that's an extra couple hundred dollars a year. It adds up, people. But I'm going to take a little side trip. This is a gold package, but there's not multitudes. There's exactly one package available. It's available until it's sold. And I'm going to be shocked if it's not sold today. They happen to be fractional historical gold pieces. It doesn't mean you're paying a rare coin price or any of that phony nonsense. I guarantee on an ounce per ounce basis, this will cost less money than buying fractional 1 ounce American Eagle, or, you know, fractional quarter ounce, 10th ounce American Eagle gold pieces. No, this package has got exactly 5 gold pieces on it. One Swiss 20 franc piece. They're recognized all over the world. The Swiss continue to mint lawful, legal, tender gold coins up into the 1940s. and they were still looked upon as legal tender. They were still being spent. Most of the Swiss francs I've ever been able to get a hold of were uncirculated. So this package includes one Swiss franc, weighs about a fifth of an ounce, and it includes four British sovereigns. They're just about a quarter of an ounce. I don't know for sure. I believe that these are either King Edward or King George coins that are coming in, only because I know my client and I pretty well know the stuff that I made available to him many years ago. I did a little bit of shopping around over at APMEX and a few other places to see what the caliber of these kind of coins were going for, and I can undercut it. And right now, I've got one single package. But before I tell you how much it is, my suggestion is going to be, because I'm still on the air for another hour plus, I cannot answer calls. I don't have a backup secretary. I don't have a bunch of schmucky brokers like the smartest guy in the world answering your phone calls and taking your orders. And so there's one of two ways to reach me right now. You can reach me via email. Go to Morgana Precious Metals, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the email address. It's an old email address, but it still comes to me. And send me an email if you want the package. I'll need your name and a phone number. And obviously, if you're an existing client, I'll recognize it. We can get to it right away. The other way to reach me is by my cell phone. Don't call it. Send me a text if you're on a cell phone. And that number is 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. If you send me a text at that number, once I finish telling you about this package, first one that comes in, it's locked in. It's yours. There's only one package at this price. If I have to go out and get this same exact coin package from any of my other suppliers, I can guarantee you we're going to be looking at $50 to $60, maybe $70 higher for the same exact package. Why spend it? Don't. $60, $70, $80, that's your money. It's not mine. Here's the package. Once again, one Swiss 20-franc piece and four British sovereigns. You're talking over an ounce of gold. You're talking over an ounce, a tenth of gold. $1,749 delivered. There's only one package. So the first line that comes in, whether it's by email or whether it comes in by the cell phone on text, it's going to be yours. It's obviously going to be just over an hour or so before I can call you back to verify all the final information. If you're one of our regular clients and I know your name and recognize it, etc., then obviously you're going to be given a little bit more upfront security factor because we've done business together. Doesn't mean I'm going to discount other people. All it's going to take is one person to contact me to say you definitely want it, and then I'll get back with you, let you know exactly how to transmit the funds. A personal check is fine. You can do a bank check if you really want to. There's some other stuff like that. Okay, so I'll give you all that information when the time is up. What do we got here? Who cares? What a joke. I don't even care anymore. I get these headlines in, news headlines, and we can thank Justice Roberts once again for this, just like Obamacare. What do we got here? One Supreme Court justice could be removed after jaw-dropping action. I wonder what that would be. Has this got something to do with, oh, that's right. Yeah, this comes down to the same thing we talked about today that has to do with the citizenship mess. This is getting crazy, folks. This is going to get crazy. More and more, it looks like the suggestions are it's Kamala Harris. It's going to get the Democratic nomination to be the presidency. If you go do some history on Kamala Harris, let's just say it's not too good because her story is just as crooked as Barack Obama's was. She ain't legal, folks. You've got to do the background and looking into her family situation, the legality of her parents becoming citizens, the divorce. It goes on and on and on. I've actually published this on Federal Observer months ago. Maybe I'll bring it back up and republish it tonight. Anyway, anybody wanting the gold package, take advantage of it now. And you can do it by texting me at 602-799-8214. You can also send us an email through the Morgana Precious Metals website. Don't make it out there, MorganaPreciousMetals.com or, you know, Jeff at nothing. It doesn't exist yet. I got a lot of things to do. My hours are long. I haven't even gotten in there and changed that email address. But the old email address for gold at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals is still an active email address. So, next hour, I'm going to go in a totally different direction. I'm walking away from economics. I'm going to spend time talking about your good health, a little bit of an education about something called cancer. It's an area that I've been involved with for many, many years. And it's designed to give you some things to think about. Maybe some tools that you can use to ensure that you can better improve your health. Some tools to ensure that you don't become afflicted with cancer. Some tools that you can use to help fight cancerous situations if you've been diagnosed with, and maybe you've been recently diagnosed. Maybe you just want to learn some interesting things about cancer, about cancer treatment. Oh, there's different kind of cancer, folks. There's political cancer. There's economic cancer. Most of those things we've discussed throughout the course of this hour. No, next hour we're going to go in a different direction. But we've got to be careful. There's a lot of funky, bogus information out there. And I've come across some of these headlines recently to the point I want to vomit. I absolutely want to vomit. Big Pharma. It's all about the drugs, folks. They're not going to cure cancer. There's too much money in treating it. So you got to take the bull by the horn. Maybe you can't do a thing to help change the way things are governing, but you can do some things to change the way you care for yourself, health-wise, otherwise. So that's what's coming up next hour. I hope that you'll stay with us. What else we do today in the markets? Dow Jones Industrial up 69 and a quarter at 26,787. S&P 500 was up 8 and almost 3 quarters at 29.73. The NASDAQ, whoa, up 17.93 at 81.09, almost 81.10. Global Dow was off 39 cents. Of course, that's the after-hour stuff at 3,100. Gold, we've already shared with you. In the after hours, it's up nearly $25 at $1,432. What's it going to do here in the States tomorrow? They going to try to bring it back down? Oh, it's possible. I mean, you know, we got this July the 4th holiday coming up. Everybody's going to be getting the beer and doing the barbecue, watching the fireworks. The fireworks have been going on in this country for years. And all we've been doing is enjoying it instead of fighting them. Oh, that's right. Different kind of fireworks. I'm so sorry. Good Lord. All right. We're going to go for a break. We'll be back in, Sam, give me about 4 or 5 minutes if you can. All right. See you then. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Take America back. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.